LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 27th of October, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios, underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam Territory of Ulksin, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, we are chock full of interesting people. First, a pair of filmmakers whose new short, Skin for Skin, is showing on Sunday at the Spark Festival. Then we'll meet Twin Bandit, a songwriting duo playing tonight at St. James Hall in Kitts. And then actor John Voth will be here to tell us about The Lonesome West by Martin McDonagh, a show that's playing now at Pacific Theatre. Plus the usual call board and lots of local music, if we have time for it. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theatre, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're chock full of fun, so let's get started right away. We got two people sitting across from me. Who are you, please?
All right, I'm Kevin Kurtnick from Calgary. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Carol Beecher, and we're also from Calgary.
Yeah, we're both from Calgary. And we're co-directors of a brand new animated film that we made for the National Film Board of Canada, Skin for Skin.
Yeah, so I just saw it this morning, and I was amazed.
Whoa.
Tell us about it.
It's a Canadian myth.
Yeah.
That's what we tried to make.
Yeah.
Our National Film Board office is in Northwest Centre in Edmonton, and our producers were totally into us taking Canadian history, the fur trade, and making a metaphor for our times, a metaphor about greed, a metaphor about being out of balance with nature, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's I find stuff like there's stories like this that are coming out, especially this year, because of Canada 150, really examining our history and the truth of it, and not just the glossed over part,
right,
of it.
The promo.
Yeah, because you know this is a nation that was built on conquest and blood.
Yeah, it was built on
corporate
greed.
Corporate conquest.
Yes,
though.
Corporate
it's
conquest.
Like we have a slightly different history than what you would get in the United States, because ours was more focused on the corporate aspect of things and controlling the people and the environment.
Yeah.
For that reason, it wasn't this individualist thing that you had going on in the States.
The Hudson's Bay Company was a corporation.
1670, the first corporation, first incorporation. The king goes, get me some furs. Let's make some bucks here, right?
Yeah.
And in our film, it takes place 1823, starts off kind of, you know, this Governor Simpson, he's the Hudson's Bay is consolidated in the southern tip of Montreal Island. Spring happens, the ice breaks, he goes across Canada, or what becomes Canada, to check out the loot.
Yeah.
How did the harvest go, the winter harvest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's unbelievable. Even the research, in the year that we researched it, 2 million beaver were like killed for hats.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like just nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just almost practically completely wiped out.
Yeah, they had to restock.
Yeah.
areas.
Yeah, there's a lot, like you said, it's a Canadian legend, and there's a lot of mythology and symbolism in the work itself. I see lots of, you know, there's a similarity to like the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner.
Oh, dude, example. You hit it. That's our structure.
Yeah. That's where we
virtual
started.
Virtual high five. That's mm-hmm. exactly it. Yeah, that once we had the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner poem in our sights, and it was a Doré engraving book on my bookshelf, and once we had that, you know, that story is about a guy who shoots an albatross for no reason that saves his ship. And then all nature breaks loose. A natural journey becomes a supernatural journey, mm-hmm. you know. And at the end of it, his ship sinks, and he's like, "Be kind to nature, or we're screwed." You know, he's going from wedding party to wedding party, and that's basically our film, except for the wedding party part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about you two. How you've been working together, making films for about 30 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're partners in life and art. So so we're sort of right on top of each other for a lot of different things. And we've been working for we met in first year of art college in like 1982. We were in the same first year class together, and you know here we are now.
Yeah. And we're still drinking coffees together and stuff.
Yep.
This is our first 3D film, like doing Maya, and this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
We have very small, almost non-industry for animation in Alberta and in Calgary in particular. So when we pitched to the film board to make a film about the fur trade, the 3D thing came up and we decided to go in that direction. And we worked with 30 students and alumni mostly from the school that I teach there now, the Alberta College of Art and Design, mm-hmm. and Carol does curricular development. She used to teach there and stuff. Yeah. And so 30 of students and alumni learned these crazy programs to be able to tell this like really intense story.
Wow.
So it's neat because we're in a program on Sunday called Made in Canada. And this is made in Alberta.
Yeah.
You know, National Film Board, Canada film. So we're pretty proud of the, I mean, it looks good, hey?
Yeah.
Like this is like a student project.
In a way, with us directing it with our 30 years of experience, mm-hmm. like it was really sweet. Yeah. The sound was done by Propeller in town. The fellow Frank, I'm going to get his name wrong, Loretta?
Frank Loretta.
Frank did the sound design for Fargo season one.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So we have some high talent.
And this is all local guys. This is all based in Calgary. So that was so exciting to be able to build a team out of all of this disparate talent that is there and just needs to be brought up and worked with. It was so cool.
And a story that goes across Canada. You know, we start in Montreal Island and go all the way to here, all the way to like the Pacific Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has an international appeal as well. I mean, I guess it was a deliberate choice to not put any dialogue in.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was just, in fact, the only language you hear is French.
Right.
With the voyageur.
The voyageur.
No, the governor swears a couple times.
He says three words. Three words. He goes, that miserable beastie.
Oh.
Like that's his thing. Because he hates the raven.
But lots of French swearing. So that was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The mythological elements were interesting. We you know, going across, it goes from a natural journey to a supernatural journey, and this canoe goes across Saskatchewan, and Saskatchewan is, you know, bison skulls, like a world of bison skulls. Like when we were at a UNESCO site in Alberta, head smashed in Buffalo Jump, there are no skulls there, but lots of other bones.
Right.
And it's because the skulls are sacred. They're used for ceremony.
Oh, yeah, really? so they would take the skulls away with them.
So we had a long story process to develop the story, and so that was really exciting. Like we got depth to the thing. People have said the
Tar Sea is Alberta.
Yeah.
And the Axis Mundi, the mountain, is going into BC, and we finish sinking into the Pacific Ocean.
Wow. And we started the film in Montreal at the southern tip researching.
Researching
it 7 years ago or so.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And then we premiered at Fantasia Festival a couple months ago, 2.5 months ago, in Montreal again. So
perfect.
So now you've brought it across.
We've done our spring brigade.
It's not even that long ago. It's quite exciting. So we hope we get a bunch of people for the film. I think they're gonna, it sounds like a really great program in general, too.
So where can we see it?
It's going to be screened on Sunday at 5 o'clock at Viv Van City. Mm-hmm. It's the Made in Canada Shorts program.
Right.
Spark Animation.
Spark Animation.
Yeah. And there's events going on all weekend.
Some really good looking stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really fun stuff.
It's not just a film festival, but there's a congress involved as well.
There was a business thing today, and there's also a conference, animation conference, that's going Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
Master animator Glenn Keane is doing a presentation tomorrow morning. The guy who animated The Beast in Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
He's probably the second greatest living animator now.
Yeah. Richard Williams. Canadian.
Richard Williams is the first the one.
Yeah.
All you animation nerds will know who we're talking about.
Okay. So all you nerds get out there and meet your god.
hopefully he comes on Sunday. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're so proud to be here to have the film shown, National Film Board of Canada, right?
Yeah.
So it's like across country. This is really dynamite.
Yep.
Yeah, and I've had this conversation with other filmmakers too. Is that more and more Canadians are wanting to tell Canadian stories in a Canadian way,
and we pointedly did that.
Yeah,
we took the NFB mandate to heart, and that's exactly what we've made.
Yeah, we can
really
do Deadwood,
really
man.
No, yeah, we can do Deadwood.
Yeah, that's exactly the conversation I had. We were talking about the Caribou Gold Rush. Yeah.
There's a really great book by Fred Stenson called The Trade, and it's actually based in Fort Edmonton.
Right.
And it's Deadwood.
Yeah,
it's totally.
It's our Deadwood, and it's such a great. It's a great book. It's a really interesting story.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all so exciting. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And have a great weekend. Have a great show on Sunday, and keep us informed.
Right on.
When you got more stuff to show, we will let people know about it.
We'll put you on the list.
All right. Thanks very much. Okay, I got an email. I always get emails from musicians who want me to play their songs, and I say, "You got something to play? We'll play it." So this is a duo, a local duo called Chris Kelly and Nicole Gibson. The song's called Can't Stop Now.
The street, all I hear is my heartbeat. This music in my ears is the only reason I am here. Then you can't stop me now. People wave as I go by. To all my friends I left.
They just relocated to Vancouver from Montreal, Chris Kelly and Nicole Gibson. And as I said, hopefully we'll have them visiting us here in a couple of weeks. But right now, sitting across from me is John Voth. Hi, John.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
I'm just moving my mic around there. John is a local actor who is currently performing on stage at Pacific Theater in a play called The Lonesome West. So tell us about The Lonesome West.
Well, The Lonesome West is by Martin McDonagh. He directed and wrote In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths, if mm-hmm. you've ever seen those movies.
Yep.
The play is about two brothers, Valleen and Coleman. They're Irish in Galway, Connemara. And they live in a village that's quite dark. There's some murderers there. There's some bad people in this village.
Well, if anyone is familiar with Martin McDonagh, kind of expects that.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah.
I was involved in a production of one of his plays, The Pillow Man, a few years ago.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's a great play.
Yeah, it is. And it's the same kind of thing. It was basically about a serial killer who was raised by his parents to be an inspiration for his brother, who was a writer.
Well, this is actually partially taken from Martin McDonagh's and his brother's relationship.
Right.
There are some things that he's put into this play. So they're always fighting.
Yeah.
And there's a priest who's trying to absolve them or try to redeem them. But it's very hard. And this sounds all very dark, but it's a dark comedy.
Of course. Yeah, that's the other part of McDonagh. It's dark and it's comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
So you find yourself going, that's funny, but I shouldn't be laughing at that.
Oh, man, there's so many parts of that. Even during rehearsals, we were like, why are we laughing so hard? This is crazy stuff they're doing. Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. Yeah,
great. Who's in the production with you?
So it's Sebastian Archibald, Paige mm-hmm. Lauter, and Kenton Klassen, and then me. Me and Kenton are roommates, and in addition to that, Phil Miguel and Brandon Bade, we're roommates who have produced this play.
Right.
And we've been working this for almost a year.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the first time you produced something?
First time.
Yeah?
First time, yeah.
So, Ron, baptism of fire for you.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of work. But
yeah.
Ron Reed, he's the artistic director of Pacific Theater.
Yeah.
He came to us and said, hey, I'd like you guys on my stage. I want you to produce something.
Wow.
So, yeah. It was just this crazy opportunity. And we mm-hmm. said, yeah, we'll do that. And so he found some scripts and pitched them to him. And this just stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it about this script that made you want to choose it?
It's a number of things. So one was the language. It's almost Shakespearean in how there's so many thoughts in and arguments within the script.
Yeah.
And it you don't notice it at first glance because it's very active, very dynamic, right? So it was the language, the comedy. It's hilarious. We were dying laughing every mm-hmm. single time we read the script.
Yeah.
And then also the themes of it. So these are quite dark characters, and it's even sort of madness while you're watching. You can't believe what's happening. And Martin McDonagh, what he does very well is they have these dark characters, depraved humanity, but then he finds this hope in them.
Yeah.
And this play asks, do these people deserve redemption? Do these people deserve hope? Is it possible?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's explored within it. The priest trying to save them. There's also a character named Gerleen, which Paige is playing. She's in love with the priest, and she's also young and involved in this society. And it's also exploring, you know, so what happens to younger people while they grow up in this society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's playing at Pacific Theater.
Mm-hmm.
How much longer does it run? It's opened last week, right?
Yeah, last week. We go till November 11th.
Okay.
So it plays Wednesdays to Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
and then Saturday matinees as well.
Yeah, great. And where do we get tickets?
You go online, pacifictheater.org, or you can go onto our website, cavecannonproductions.com.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, thanks a lot for coming in. Have a great run.
Thank you.
And we'll see you soon.
Appreciate you having me.
All right. I'm trying to quietly find the next music selection, and it doesn't want to play. So I'll just talk for a bit until it climbs up. There it is. Got me changed.
National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pyeonese Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation. You're biking. Oh no! Something broke and you need it fixed or you need to learn how to fix it, and the AMS Bike Co-op and Bike Kitchen have been there for you. And now is your chance to be there for them. Come out November 10th to GAM Gallery at 110 East Hastings from 7 p.m. to midnight for Pedaling Art, their second annual fundraiser and bike art auction in collaboration with Our Community Bikes. So share the love. Make it out. Save the date for Pivots and Spins, Access Gallery's annual auction fundraiser on November 18th at 7 p.m. Promising to be Access's most exciting auction yet, Pivots and Spins features spectacular work generously donated by over 50 local and international artists, including Eli Bornowski, Daria Ake, Cindy Machizuki, Kathleen Ritter, and Sandra Semchuk. Complete with handcrafted cocktails, organic BC wines from Summerhill Pyramid Winery, Pilsner from Steam Whistle Brewery, works expertly framed by Fine Art Framing, and music organized by CITR 101.9 FM. Check out www.accessauction.tumblr.com for more details about contributing artists, the silent auction, and live auction works.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show. Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for anything. We're coming up to November 11th, Remembrance Day, and we're honoring the 100th anniversary of the First World War, and in honor of that, Peninsula Productions is doing a production of a play called Incident at Vichy by Arthur Miller, directed by Dean Paul Gibson. The show itself is going up in November the 12th and 15th, and it's going to be playing in White Rock in Surrey. They are looking for men of various ages. It's a tense historical drama. A group of men is sequestered by local authorities in aid of the Nazis. As each man is removed for interrogation, some are set free, some are never heard from again, and the stakes rise for those who remain. If you're interested in being a part of this, send your picture and resume to Wendy Bollard, and that's W-E-N-D-Y-B-O-L-L-A-R-D at gmail.com. Metro Theatre is doing Murder by the Book by Duncan Greenwood and Robert Greene. That's happening in January, and the auditions are at the end of the month, next week. Wait a minute, today's the 27th, so it's this weekend, October 29th and 30th. Looking for three males and two females who can speak in an English accent. That's happening at Metro Theatre on Marine Drive in Vancouver. Peninsula Productions is also doing a staged reading of Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol, directed by Guy Fauchant, and that is happening in December on stage at the center stage, Surrey City Hall. The auditions for that are November 5th, and looking for three actors, adults, male or female, any ethnicity. The role of Jacob Marley is already cast, but there's plenty of other players to be found for this one. PeninsulaProductions.org is their website. Then we've got The Music Man by Meredith Wilson. That's going to be done in North Vancouver at Highlands United Church in March. Their auditions are November 5th, looking for actors of all ages. Vagabond Players in New Westminster, their production of Drinking Habits by Tom Smith is happening in February. Auditions on November 5th and 8th. That's the Bernie Legg Theatre in Queen's Park in New Westminster. Let's see. We've got a bunch of Metro Theatre auditions here. Their next one is She Stoops to Conquer by Oliver Goldsmith, the Georgian play, adapted and directed by Joan Bryans. That'll be happening in February. The auditions on November 13th. And then Shakespeare in Hollywood, a play by Ken Ludwig that's happening in April. And the auditions for that are on November 21st, all at Metro Theatre. White Rock Players doing Don't Dress for Dinner. That's happening in February. Auditions are November 15th and 19th. Then we've got Chris King's To Broadway with Love concert series, Circle Bright Productions. That's happening in April, and they are looking for actors, musicians, singers. Prepare a verse or chorus of a Broadway musical song, and be prepared for this. It's basically 12 to 15 musical theater performers doing a selection of songs from popular musicals. So go to Circle Bright Productions for more information on that. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at VPL.ca. And if you have a notice that you like read on the air, share it with us on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com. We're going to hear from our friend, The Land of Deborah. She's got a brand new CD out. And then once that's done, we have a special guest. There's two special guests. Twin Bandits are here waiting to talk to us. So right after The Land of Deborah. Do, 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 do. If you're looking for something scary to do for Halloween, yeah, Halloween is coming up. I've almost let it go. The Pacific Cinematheque is doing a damn scary night Halloween party with a DJ at 7 o'clock and screenings at 8, starting at 8:30. They're going to present David Lynch's Lost Highway. It's a brand new 35mm print just restored. That's on Halloween night, but also happening this weekend at Cinematheque, a couple of classic horror films. Lost Highway is a kind of a David Lynch inspired film, or a film that inspired David Lynch, sorry. And then Hour of the Wolf is also playing, Ingmar Bergman's dark, disturbing horror film. And one of the classics from the 70s, Carnival of Souls. They're all going on this weekend at Pacific Cinematheque. So our guests have arrived. We've got Hannah and Jamie. Hi.
Hey. Hello. How's it going?
You guys are Twin Bandit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so tell us a little bit about yourselves. You're a singing songwriting duo. How long have you been playing music together?
Jamie and I met about 4.5 years ago, and I mean, honestly,
we've been singing ever since.
Yeah. the first day we met, we started singing together, and we haven't stopped.
Wow, that's great. Are you both from here?
I was born and raised in East Van, and
I grew up in Tawasin.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's here.
Yeah.
Locals, that's
local.
Good enough.
Pretty local.
Yeah. I was born in New Westminster, but I can still consider myself local. So
yeah.
New
York. Lower mainland.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your music. What do you like to play? What do you like to listen to? And how would you describe what you're doing?
That's a big question.
We play country folk music.
Yeah.
Mostly folk with a little bit of country feel to it. Singer-songwriter. It's described in a couple of different ways, but
yeah. I mean, when it's a live performance, often it's the two of us playing, so it definitely lends itself a lot to the folk tradition of singing and storytelling. But on our album and for some performances, like the show that we're doing tonight at St. James Hall, we'll have a full band. And so then it could be anything from pop rock to, you know, alt, indie folk. It's kind of all over the map. And we sort of like that about the music because, you know, we listen to all kinds of things.
Yeah. I just heard an interview with another musician. It was Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo. And he said something that kind of triggered something in me, too. It was that he realized that he wanted to be on stage performing when he saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show when he was like 8 years old. So let me put that to you. Who did you see that told you that's what I wanted to do?
Oh, man. I mean,
so many artists.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
It's hard to pinpoint one. I mean, I definitely, the first time I ever heard Fleetwood Mac Rumors, that was a defining moment for me. Understanding my love and passion for music, that album kind of, I don't even know how to describe it. I listened to it 10 times straight in a row the first time I heard it. I was just blown away. But in terms of live performances, I mean, I grew up going to an Anglican church, so I heard a lot of choral singing and was always very fascinated by all of the harmonies. And you see that a lot in our music. We're always playing around with different kinds of harmonies and things like that. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, why don't we take a listen? Sing a song for us?
Yeah. This song is called Little Big Lies. We wrote it a little while ago now in Nashville.
There ain't no use in pretending that the sun ain't gonna fade. Truth be told, it ain't easy, you know. When trouble comes walking down the road, dressed in diamonds, silver and gold, telling tales of salvation, spinning words like a mockingbird, remember it's only temptation. We've got time, take it slow. Whatever's on your mind, let it go. You don't have to go it alone. Take my hand to hold. I see the darkness rolling in your mind. Know your shadow and I feel your light. Can't believe those little big lies. So take the pieces of our hearts and we'll make something new. Stronger and wiser, higher and higher, built on love and truth. We've got time, take it slow. Whatever's on your mind, let it go. You don't have to go it alone. Take my hand to hold. I see the darkness rolling in your mind. I know your shadow and I feel your light. You can't believe those little big lies. When you're weary, let it rest. Baby, don't forget. We've got time, take it slow. Whatever's on your mind, let it go. You don't have to go it alone. Take my hand to hold. I see the darkness rolling in your mind. Know your shadow and I feel your light. Can't believe those little big lies. You can't believe those little big lies. Can't believe those little big lies.
That's Little Big Lies. We got Twin Bandit right here in the studio. I can see why the first time you two sang together, you decided that's didn't want anybody else. That you guys sound really good together. Really meshes nicely.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I can tell watching you that you're enjoying it too. There's that there's that moment when the hook kicks in and you just sort of looked at each other and went, yeah, this is it. Yeah, we're grooving.
We're in the pocket, man.
Yeah. So you mentioned you wrote this in Nashville?
We did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So have you been, when were you there? Have you been there often? What was it? Why were you in Nashville?
We were there a couple of years ago. We just booked a trip. We wanted to go check it out.
Yeah.
And our record label found out about it and they said, well, why don't you try out some co-writing when you're down there?
Mm-hmm.
And at first we were a little hesitant, but then we said yes. And they set us up with four different co-writes. So we had a pretty busy trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were going for vacation, man. And
yeah.
And we're like, hang on a second. And we got four writing sessions and
Full days writing.
I mean, it was fun, though. We had a really amazing time. And it was really nice to branch out with our writing because Jamie and I write our own music and we write together or we write alone.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool to welcome somebody else into the fold and just sort of explore another area of songwriting and try to get, you know, pretty personal.
Yeah, and Nashville is real an industry town for music.
So, it is. You know, it's like, absolutely. And we saw that. We kind of we saw the other side of the music world. You know, like Jamie and I are pretty grassroots in a lot of ways. And it's cool to see people that have just really made their entire lives about creating music and the industry of music. It's really fascinating to see.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit more about the show tonight. You're at the St. James Hall.
That's right.
And you put together a band. Do you often play with a band?
We do sometimes. It totally depends. We did two European tours last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the first tour, we had a five-piece band. Is that right?
Six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, six-piece band. We had, you know, full drum kit, electric bass, keyboard, violin.
Is it always the same people?
Nope. The next tour, we brought a double bass player and accordion player.
Uh-huh.
And tonight at the St. James Hall, we have a bunch of friends playing with us. Oliver Swain on the double bass, Scott Smith on pedal steel, Elliot Vaughn on the viola, and Kenton Lowen on the drum kit. So it's going to be a pretty awesome.
You got a full orchestra going.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah. So how can people get tickets?
People can purchase tickets online through the Rogue Folk Club. We're partnered with them for this event. There's also an event page on Facebook. You can find it under Twin Bandit. And doors are at 7 p.m. this evening. The show kicks off at 8, and there are tickets available at the door as well.
Great. You guys want to do another song?
Would love to,
yes. Oh, okay.
7 days?
7 days. True.
It's Hannah Walker, Jamie Elliott, better known as Twin Bandit. See them tonight at St. James Hall at 10th and Trutch. You're also playing tomorrow night in Gibson's, mm-hmm. and then Sunday night in Duncan, wrapping up a cross-Canada tour.
Yes.
Yeah. And you've just put out a new CD as well, right?
We did. Yeah. This is our big album release show in mm-hmm. Vancouver. We're pretty excited to share it with the world.
Mm-hmm. Great. And and you have a website as well?
We do, yeah. Twinbandit.com.
Okay. So mm-hmm. we will keep an eye out for you. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Right on. Thanks for
Thank
having
you.
Us.
Thank you. All right.
No need for whiskey. Just don't call for a toast. I keep my spirit sober when I commune with ghosts. Take a mouthful, let it linger on. Cold coffee in my cup tonight. A winter storm, West County. They were closing down the road. I pulled into town where I found you alone in that restaurant. At that table, we lingered on. Cold coffee in my cup tonight. Cold coffee in my cup tonight. Rocky Mountain vista with its thirsty sky. We drank up those old foothills, then said goodbye. The sun's going down now, let it linger. Cold coffee in my cup tonight. Cold coffee in my cup tonight. Cold coffee in my cup tonight.
Just what to do. Hold tight. I said, no. I wanna see you shake. Wonder why you wait so long. Come up beside me, girl, and dance like it's just you and me, darling. I wanna see you shake. Wonder why you wait so long. To move up beside me, girl, and dance like it's just you and me, darling. Don't you get tired of whining it all the time?
Reggae roots rock show.
Come on and bring it down until you touch the ground. I said, don't you get tired of whining it all the time?
Reggae roots rock show.
Bring it, bring it, bring it down until you touch the ground.
Shake.
Hey, put it down on the floor.
Shake.
Yeah, put it down on the floor.
Shake.
Yeah, put it down on the floor. I got something in store for you, girl.
No, no, no.
You don't know just what to do.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And a reminder that for the next 2 weeks, we're going to replay our award-winning dramatic special At Home and Overseas, based on the Barry Broadfoot book Six War Years, all about how Canadians experienced World War II. That'll run in two parts, next Friday and the Friday after, the 4th and the 10th, right here at this time. And then Dave Radio returns in 3 weeks. But stick around, because coming up next is Muzak for the Observant, followed by Radio Zero at 2 o'clock. And then at 3:30, it's Nardwar, The Human Serviette Presents. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.
After midnight. and you may be somewhere a-walking.